Jesus promises that once sin has been dealt with in grace, once forgiveness has been received, the believer will never come into condemnation. That means he will never have to face the guilt of his sins again forever. Are you familiar with the expression, bury the hatchet? It's commonly used in reference to settling a difference between two people. Perhaps it goes back to the days when the war axe was used as a weapon of attack. And if so, to bury the hatchet means to cease hostilities, to be at peace. Along the way, some wit has advised, when you bury the hatchet, be sure you do not leave the handle sticking out. That is to say, when you forgive a wrong, forgive completely. Do not keep available the opportunity of reviving old injuries or recalling settled offenses. God has set the example in teaching us how to fully bury the hatchet. He did it by teaching us what forgiveness really means. We've already observed that forgiveness means all types of offenses are removed. We have further learned that forgiveness means there is complete remission of every sin. Let us further investigate the truth that forgiveness means the guilt of forgiven sin will never face us again. I know the guilt of forgiven sin will never face one who is forgiven because of God's act of forgiveness. Now, what does God do when He forgives sin? Let the Bible answer the question. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 declares that God takes away the sin and cleanses the stain that remains when He forgives. Revelation chapter 1, verses 5 and 6, and Titus chapter 3, verse 5, announce that God washes away all sin by the sacrificial blood of His only Son. John chapter 1, verse 9, testifies that God sent Jesus Christ to take away the sin of the world. Micah chapter 7, verses 18 and 19, assures us that the believer's sins are buried in the depths of the sea when they are forgiven. Psalm 103, verse 12 states that as far as the east is from the west, so far has God removed our sins from us. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 29 teaches that as all things are purged or cleansed by blood sacrifice under the law, so under grace our sins are purged by the blood of Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7 speaks of Jesus in this manner, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. God's forgiveness involves all that and more. Now that's why our sins are never again laid to the guilt of the believer once they have been forgiven in grace. God has dealt with them once and for all. As if to assure our faith, God has made specific and personal promise as to how He deals with our sins. Listen to His words recorded in Jeremiah 31, verse 34. I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Can you imagine such a thing? God promises to forget that we ever committed sin when we receive forgiveness in Jesus Christ. And to make sure we understand that promise, He repeated it in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 17, saying, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. God promises to forgive and to forget. Now you can rest in confident faith upon such a promise. Again, look at Jesus' words recorded in John 5, verse 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. It's the guilt of sin which condemns the sinner. Jesus promises that once sin has been dealt with in grace, once forgiveness has been received, the believer will never come into condemnation. That means he will never have to face the guilt of his sins again forever. Why did God say it, repeat it, and even take an oath declaring His faithfulness in dealing once for all in forgiving our sins? He wanted us to have assurance. Listen to Hebrews chapter 6, verses 17 through 19. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of His counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge, to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. God said it, that settles it. we can have absolute assurance. Once sin is forgiven, its guilt never returns to threaten us again. As I was preparing this message, my teenage daughter came into my study. I inquired, "How do you know that once sin is forgiven, its guilt never returns to bother you again?" She replied, "I can just feel it in my heart." And she was correct. The testimony of personal experience witnesses that once forgiven sins are eternally gone. Do you remember the time you met God in Jesus Christ and was born again? Do you remember how old things passed away and all things became new? That was the witness of the Holy Spirit to your heart that you became a child of God. The Spirit of God testifies to the child of God that the forgiveness of God is complete and eternal. Therein is the basis of Christian assurance. It is not that we trust emotions. If we did that, our assurance would ebb and flow with changing circumstances. But we trust the witness of the Holy Spirit, whose testimony finds an emotional response within us. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you've received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, "Abba, Father." The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Personal experience is important, for he that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. Assurance of forgiveness is ultimately based on the validity of the redemptive work of Jesus Christ. Is his sacrifice for sinners truly effective? Is one who trusts him fully and forever forgiven? Let the Bible answer, and you will find assurance in the very Word of God. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12 emphatically states that by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. And then the writer continues, "We are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. This man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, for by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified." Observe the statements, eternal redemption, once for all, one sacrifice for sins forever, he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Yes, God declares the finished work of Jesus Christ to be sufficient, so that the guilt of forgiven sins is eternally gone. Now for a moment of review. What have we said thus far? First, we have seen that forgiveness means every type of sin is remitted. Whether transgression, crookedness, iniquity, hypocrisy, we can sing, "Gone, gone, 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 yes, my sins are gone." Secondly, we have seen that forgiveness means there is complete remission of all sin. God forgives, covers, quit keeping record, washes, removes, forgets, and otherwise totally does away with every sin. Third, we have seen that forgiveness means the guilt of forgiven sin will never face us again. That is guaranteed by God's act of forgiveness, his personal promise, and is eternally finished, leaving no sin unatoned or forgiven. That's what forgiveness can mean to you. Are you trusting Jesus as your own personal Savior? Are you depending solely on him? On him alone? God wants you to have forgiveness and to have assurance of forgiveness. So, acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace, for thereby good shall come unto thee.